Blog Talk Radio.
It's Johnny Money time. It's the streets. Let's go.
Is he dead? If he did he do it? You know.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Could try to play you twice, the third time is a charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yo, I see my first murder in the hall. If you must know, I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me talking in the block if I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. So, I did a park, an extra cautious now. Hit a 6 feet up, you fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and Express.
Yeah, booming on the air. Tell Boogie, Zero, man, we in the asylum, man. We just ecstatic and excited. We got a lot going on today. You know, Johnny Money and the Browns, they on, you know, Monday night against RG3. You got your boy Illinois, you know what I'm saying? We rooting for them and inside. They're playing Tennessee right now. Rhode Island. Elimination game to get to the United States final. Man. Hey, Ro.
Hey.
How you doing this evening, man? Before we get started, I want to say what's up to you in the world. What's going on with you?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. It's Monday, the beginning of the week. God, I had a whole bunch of preseason football games. Got Johnny Money on. Had the USA basketball team playing over the weekend. I mean, I couldn't ask for anything better. Got the WNBA playoffs getting ready to start on Friday, but woo! Got a lot to talk about, man. Got a lot to talk about, man.
Yeah, it's a lot to talk about, man. It's very much to talk about out here. Man, you know what's first on the marquee. What did the NFL plan is, didn't they, man? They planned it. You got Johnny Money, RG3, on a preseason Monday night, man.
Have we ever had a Monday night preseason football game, El Boogie?
No, we have not. We haven't. You know what? We do. But I'm going to say this might be after the – I want to see after the day, is this the most rated Monday night preseason game in a long time, man?
I'm pretty sure it's going to be, man. You know, there's a lot of hype coming into this game, El Boogie. Everybody wanted to see what Johnny Money was going to do with the first team, you know, against RG3. I ain't going to lie. I was hoping for something, you know, something exciting. But, you know, they trying to do it. I thought that Johnny should have did a little bit better on his first series. He looked like the lights got to him, El Boogie. I don't know. But, you know how it go. You got to shake the jitterbugs off and get back into it. But, you know, it's about to happen. It's still preseason.
Now, right now, Washington is winning 3-0. Has RG3 shown you anything tonight? I mean, you know, tonight and game three will be the dress rehearsal before game four is for the MBGsers. So
well,
what do you think about that, man?
You know what it is, big brother. Preseason, 1-2 series. Didn't look too good. Wasn't able to put any points on the board. You know, they're going to shake them wrinkles off. When, you know, in the league, man, you need that. Sometimes you need a whole quarter to shake off some of the cobwebs. And once these guys actually get on the field and get into it, you know, week one presents a lot of hype, a lot of excitement. And leading up to week one, which is, you know, our last preseason game next week, you're going to really begin to see who's in it to win. And because, you know, if anybody – want to, you know, try to compare themselves, try to compare yourself to the Denver Broncos. El Boogie, you see the way the Denver Broncos broke in the new candlestick, baby? Game put up, make the boy this goosey. Yeah, what did you talk about a good old Peyton Manning in the preseason game yesterday?
Talk to me, Peyton Manning, what about him?
I say, what you think about your boy Peyton Manning yesterday, man? In preseason game, San Francisco opened up a brand-new stadium down there. Look how pretty, right on the water. Got them big TVs up there hanging, looking how pretty. Just to put up a goose egg. You think San Francisco going to have a problem with trying to do some things at the new stadium? Because, you know, with a new stadium, it's supposed to be the new height. You think, I don't know about it, man. Candlestick was that place where, you know, a lot of hearts got broken if you was a visiting team. You know what I mean? But do you think that, you know, Peyton Manning is ready to do what he do, or what you think? The 49ers they just look that bad? They look that bad?
It's the preseason. I think they got weapons. A lot going. Oh my goodness, man! In the asylum, almost got shanked by my crutches.
They boy on pills,
oh,
on
baby.
Me.
Yeah, I'm very. You know, it's paid money, man. So you know, you lose a couple guys, you gain some. You get on the same page with him, and he's just a winner. He's going to make you step up. So like LeBron James in his sport. So it's going to be very interesting. I was not impressed once again in the preseason, the 49ers. Haven't been able to put a lot of any points on the board. So I'm very concerned about the 49ers. But that might be a good thing for my Packers. So, you know, hopefully it doesn't click in.
That's what's up. In another preseason game, you know, that was played yesterday, what'd you think about your boy Cam Newton coming off the ankle surgery? You know, played against Kansas City. Your boy Jamal Charles set that game. Well, actually went out the game. Had a little leg injury. Don't know the extent of that. But what was your thoughts about Cam Newton yesterday in the preseason game, his first one?
I think Cam did well. You know, for him to be coming off the ankle injury, he's just going to have to keep getting his timing together with the rook from Florida State, you know what I mean, KB, Kelvin Benjamin. And it's going to be real interesting and tough in that NFC South. People say the NFC West is the tough division or the toughest in football. That South isn't far behind in the NFC.
Why? Because your boy's in the bracket?
You know what I'm saying? The NFC South, not the NFC North. We're in the North. So
oh, my
that's
bad,
South
my bad. Carolina, that's right. New Orleans? Yeah. Good old,
you know
good old Super East. So he's going to be ready to play next week. We will see what's up with him. What do you think about the Giants, man? These guys putting up all these scores. I mean, you know, they the first team offense can't put no points on the board there, but the Giants not looking like the New York Giants of the last six games last season. They look like the first. They look like the first eight games. You know what I mean? What's your thoughts about the New York Giants heading to the season? I know that Philadelphia don't look as good, but what's your thoughts about the Giants right now and what's going on over there?
I like their running game. Everything precipitates off the running game with the Giants, man. It has to. And they one thing that they do is they keep the pressure on, man. We know that they got a good quarterback, so the play action, you know, and the defense is getting better. Watch out for your boy Pierre Paul to do something this year, JPP.
You think he's going to take that defense back to the way they used to be?
That's how they win championships. Their defensive line does well, gets to the other team's quarterback, and then they, you know what I'm saying, put the pressure on you. You have to throw the ball. You get turnovers, and then Eli capitalizes on the short field. So,
yeah.
You know, the Giants, and now with the new offensive coordinator, it's kind of like it's simulating towards the new personnel that he has now, you know, and what he had in the past with Victor Cruz running good short routes and getting open. So it's going to be interesting. Do I see the Giants with home run balls? Not too many, but they will march down the field. They got a good running game.
Right. Steady. Consistent.
So, yeah, that's what that is. Do you like what do you think about the Browns, man? We got to go back to them. Highly anticipated game with the Redskins. No points so far. Can you give me some type of little evaluation, man? Why no points so far? I mean, they scored a field goal, I think, you know, the Browns, because they had to get a turnover. But I mean, what do you think? What's up with the offense?
Preseason. It's a lot of teams doing that. I mean, you just got to figure, you got to shake off the cobwebs. I don't expect too much to happen in the preseason until week four when I really get to see the quarterback or the first team on both offense and defense go to about, you know, just a little bit past halftime. So, for me, you know, it's just shaking, you know, some of these guys are looking for a job, L Boogie. And when you got to cut that roster down to about 54, 55, it gets tough. So you want to try to get some of those players on the field who are going to be, you know, those third teamers or those guys who you're going to keep for special teams and practice players so that, you know, you can you know, have a feel for what your team is going to be like for that season. So I don't really expect too much, like I said, in weeks one, two, or three with the preseason, besides guys really trying to get on that 54-man roster. So tonight, I mean, right now it's going to be a low-scoring game. I know guys want to see a lot of points, but if you notice, just in this weekend's games, all of the points are scored by the second and third teamers late in the game. Well, you know, like, for instance, the Cowboys game. They were getting blown out by Baltimore, you know. And then all of a sudden, and right after halftime, the second and third teamers get in, and now everything is, you know, the score is, you know, getting competitive, and you got a chance to, you know, go down and score. So, I mean, it's just a lot of teams that are just trying to find the players who are going to fit on that roster, L Boogie. The Cardinals had the same type of game, you know, yesterday with who they played. And it was the same type of game, you know. So I don't expect much right now, but you just want your boy to do what he's supposed to do. You want to see Johnny get in and be consistent, and you want to see him shake up Brian Hoyer a little bit. So, you know, I'm excited to see it. I know RG3 is already done for the night. And, you know, we'll see what Johnny does. It's all about Johnny. It ain't about anybody different. It's about Johnny. So let's not get it twisted. That's why it's on Monday night, big homie. All right, it's the two Heisman trophies back-to-back. Texas, might I add. You know what I'm saying? So it has to be big. We're doing big. We all the hell is from Texas. Heisman trophy, what is it, back-to-back years? Come on, man.
I'm concerned for the Browns. Their defense is going to be top 10 once again. And we're going to be worried about a controversy at quarterback the whole season. That's what's going to hold them back. This is crazy. The thing that we need to understand is why? Why wait? You should have been named the quarterback.
That's how y'all do it, Cleveland. Y'all like to keep secrets.
It's cringy.
Don't be keeping no secrets. Y'all already kept a secret about LeBron. I should have read between the lines when LeBron's wife tweeted, home sweet home. I should have read between the lines then.
Yeah, I'm not too enthused with that, man. I just want to say, before we go to the commercial, bro, man, special shout-out to my son, D-Wig. I got a chance to see my granddaughter today, man. Oh, Brooklyn. Hello, Brooklyn. How you doing? Yeah. Shout-out to old Brook, man, and my daughter, Ty, you know what I mean? Dave Easy. Man, we had fun. Hey, Ty Money. If you're listening, man, what the deal, baby? Yeah, I saw T-Money for the first time, bro. I'm pretty sure he's going to call in on Friday to freestyle for us, man. So, you know, as always, man, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. You know what I mean? WWDO, this is what we do, radio. BlogTalkRadio.com, man. The streets is talking. Money's a variety. 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern time. Oh, man, it's crazy. We come back, we're going to have a little bit more football, man. The boy from New England, he's balling, bro.
he want a job.
Ryan Mallett better watch out. It's the streets.
They wanna kill me in my sleep just like I'm Michael K. And they ain't learn that night, you better believe they learn today. Funny niggas tell me hard, I don't pay them no mind. What you say, I need a translator. I don't tell niggas how to assassinate my character. You fuck niggas should get time for that. Fuck you in your feeling, nigga. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Hey, right, I'm some type of way. Okay, some type of way it made the billboard, mama.
It did, mama.
I know you feel some type of way about my karma.
I
told her in a nicey way, I ain't want her number. My nigga Dre said some type of way to hit her to smile. Pistol still bustin', I don't care about nothing. Won't remember none of this shit when I wake up. That Percocet on my ass, and I done had a couple of Xans. I live by the clothes, I'm tryna stay up.
I'm still rapping my clip, baby.
Rich on me forever, ho, I gotta stay. Name another superhero with a flyer cape. You sold your soul for some money, that's the price you pay. Three shows a night, that's a 60K type of day. Estimate, LOL, smiley face. First class, R. Kelly by the flyaway. And I still got that hideaway, that my private place. I know you feel some type of way about my nigga been hustling, trying to make him something. Ain't no telling what he'll do for the paper.
Ain't no telling.
Souffle, punch straight, I stay my plate. Shot day, I'm a smooth operator.
I drop top of my wheel, baby.
That car driving make you feel some type of way. That custom brightening make you feel some type of way.
I'm shining, homie.
This bitch on we got me feeling some type of way.
Okay, okay.
Easy cause my homie's rich, you feel some type of
okay,
way.
Okay, I pop the nigga chick. Okay. And he feel some type of way. He do. Start talking dirty about him. Talkin' popped up dead right away. Like 16 to his body. Twice in the head by the cake. And I don't fuck with no niggas. Oh, no. If they ain't from round the way. Hey, no.
Tell my niggas don't rock like that. Till my young niggas Snoop got pop like that.
Got drop like that.
I got guap like that. Niggas throw it out here, get you shot right back like pop.
We back in the asylum, and I feel great, man. I saw T Money today, man, for the first time, man, in the streets, man. It was, you know what I mean? Watch out, man. We got some things brewing, man. You know they don't even know. So we gonna get money back, man. We got, man. Can't even express, man. Like my little bro, man. It was nice, man. Seeing the day. Got some things in the works, bro. But yeah, we coming at you, man. So peace out to Heaven O Youth too, man. The Purge, aka, you know what I mean, Scorekeeper, man. Shout out to my man, you know what I mean, bro. Big bro, Big Joe Wise, man. And Dominique, my nephew, man. We up in the studio. Johnny Money is just blazing on the TV. I'm not digging the way they're playing the situation with Hoyer and Johnny Money, man. You're looking for your QB, and guess what? When you're looking for one, you ain't. What Bill Parcells always said,
you know
bro?
What? If you got two quarterbacks, you have none.
So, man, I don't know, man. Yeah.
Hey.
You know, on these
you know it has to be.
Go ahead.
It has to be this way, L Boogie. The NFL is based on quarterback and competitions, and what better way to have a competition with a guy who's out there like that? You know what I mean? So I dig the quarterback competition. It's healthy to have a quarterback competition unless you got Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or Drew Brees or AR on your team. I'm just saying. I see you're not joking.
You're right. You're right. You know what I mean? And listen to this, bro. And remember, we still protesting with the protesters. Hands up, don't shoot. You know what I mean? Shout out to Mike Brown. And listen to this. It's and I want to make this clear to the world when you're listening here. Mike Brown is just an example of what's been going on around the country on our young black, you know what I'm saying, males. I hope it brought some awareness to just our race and culture as a whole, because not only do they, we do it to ourselves.
we need to look in the mirror too, and I hope this propels it where, man, look, you know, we're one of the most covenant kings on the world, in the world. We got to start acting like it. And they had a stat in Cleveland, 394 third graders were retained. Third grade. Imagine what's going on in other cities. And that's in the communities, you know, metropolitan communities, meaning that cities, your town. We gotta get a stranglehold on the culture. It's the streets. We gotta get a stranglehold on the streets and a whole another level. What Biggie Small said, either you got a cricket jump shot or you selling what? You selling the crack
on the block, baby.
You already know. So you gotta get it together, man. And we just gotta, you know, we gotta look at what's going on. And when you have people where the system is set up for you to fail, they're gonna think that paying $13 a month is the life. In the projects, they pay $13 a month and got DirecTV and Central Air. That's the life. They don't have
rolling
dreams. And we worry about why they don't, we don't understand why they burn things down. They don't think about that. They don't think about if I burn this store down, it's going to affect me. Well, I don't even care about myself right now. So if it burns down, so what? I'm going with it. You can, and listen to this. These young kids think like that. Why you think they killing each other? So we need to understand that. And also I want to say this, too, before we continue about the sports situation, and when the people chime in, they can say anything about the Mike Brown situation. If you were, and they said Mike Brown was going to college, and we all know we from the streets. Young people do steal from convenience stores. Young people steal from convenience stores. Whether it be a cigarillo, a bag of chips, a Hot Pocket. Am I justifying it? No. But these are kids. That man was fighting with a young man, 18, over maybe $5. He should have did what he did, reported it. And what are you going to do, man? Did you see the size of Mike Brown? What were you going to do? But that doesn't mean you go out there and, you know, he puts his hands up and you shoot him. Did you see the autopsy, the shot that went? Did you see it? Man, I mean, come on now. And like I said, it's going around, it's going on all over the country. Mike Brown, the young man and the young lady who was gunned down here in Cleveland, 137 times in a car. We're not even talking about on the run where they could maybe dodge bullets. We're talking about 137 bullets in a confined car. I'm just saying, world. We got to make sure we get this thing right. Yeah, we do. So, man, I just wanted to speak on that, bro, and let them know that it's still going on, and we need to make sure that we understand what's going on. And we keep having violent protests, and they keep throwing stuff at us. Is it provocation, or do we deserve the tear gas and all this that's going on, man? Do we deserve that, bro?
Maybe double, maybe even triple.
Yeah. Yeah, Boogie, you feel, boy, you feeling it, man. That's what I'm talking about, baby, you know. You got to let the world know.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. But let's get back on this sports thing, man. I just, like I said, preseason is looking a lot of sloppiness with this, with all these penalties, with the illegal contact, offensive, defensive illegal contact, and hands to the face. Are you think that's going to affect the season? Is it going to be long games? Are we going to just be? Is it going to be boring like we're seeing now?
You know, when the regular season starts, man, everything tends to form the way it's supposed to, L Boogie. And I tell you like this, man. You know, it's an experimental thing, like the field goals. You know what I mean? You try to kick field goals from, you know, 33 yards out. That's going to change. I mean, these guys like to experiment with some things on that side of, you know, what's going on with the NFL. It ain't going to be boring for too much longer. It's going to get back to what it's always been, and that's football. And the refs, you know, the Shield don't let the refs determine how the game is going to be played out. Well, replacement refs maybe, but not the real ones, you know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, just let the refs do what they do what they do. I heard John Gruden say today, boy, some of these referees going to have to go in for Tommy John surgery where they've been throwing the flag in the preseason. So, you know, that's going to cut back if your boy John Gruden taking those, so how many times these boys threw the flag. So I ain't going to trip on that, man. They're going to get it right. Regular season comes, you're going to see some people. Yeah, they're going to have to throw that flag, but it's going to be for somebody really getting laid out, you know. These guys are doing a pretty good job of tackling the right way this season, I must say. It's just all a hand checking I can't take.
Yes, like I said, it's very, very interesting how it's going to pan out for the regular season. Like I said, might be high, like low scoring, but I think maybe first two or three games of the season they're going to set a statement and continue with the flags, and then later on they probably let up.
So. See, you're going to have the fans wanting the replacement referees, L Boogie. We got, they better not keep throwing that flag the way they've been throwing it. You're going to have these dudes throwing plastic bottles on the field a little bit if you keep throwing the flag like that.
Yeah, you're right about that. You are right about that, man.
Especially week one. It better not be a handful of flags in the first quarter unless you jump it outside and, you know, horse collaring somebody. I'm just saying, because, you know, the fans, hey, you know how we get. Sometimes we don't know how to act, especially with our team. Hey, man, we got to get to the asylum, man, because we got a guy who's got to get back to where he need to get to before it's too late. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, real quick, L Boogie, we gonna bring in the big homie T Money, man. I heard you give him a shout out early. Saw him on the block, but guess what? He called in, say he got it, man. He cut short on time, so we gotta get the big homie in real quick. Hey, see what he gotta say.
What's up, bro? What's up, Boogie? It's AKA T Money, AKA when I'm inside the walls, baby. Walmart 3-for-1 or whatever you want. It's AKA make 40 grand while you're sitting on your ass.
What's going on, man? No doubt.
Welcome to the street. I've been missing it, man, for so long. You know, I kept the number locked and socked all this time, man. The phone's still on, just like y'all still ringing.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, Money, I know you in the, you know, center unit. You in the streets heavy. Now, let me ask you this: what are the streets talking about? Johnny Money and
This is why the Browns always upset me. We got a quarterback who showed that he had some potential his first three starts last year, and now we're talking about trading him and hopefully picking up Rex Grossman? You talking about starting the quarterback who's no bigger than me? This guy's 5'11", 190-something. You like call him circus? Listen, man, if you want to see some tricks, man, go to the circus, man, the Universal Soul, man. You can see a midget jump 10 feet in the air. I don't want to see. I hope they put him in, start him, and he get his back broke game one.
That's what I
think about Johnny Football, man. He's overrated. That's why he went where he went in the draft, because teams knew they could get him when they wanted him. If you want to talk about excitement, let's talk about Kevin Love.
I missed that segment.
I know I missed you guys. You know, I talked about Love. But we got Sean Marion now for the D. I mean, I'm waiting on basketball just as much as football. And, yeah, bro, I flipped on Miami. I'm back in home.
I feel you, baby. Hey, I got to give it to you, T-Money. Your city is the hottest city right now. Everybody wants to be where y'all at. Hey, I ain't mad at you, man, because I remember a time when my city was hot and everybody wanted to be where mine was. So, I mean, hey, enjoy it while you can. And I just hope this. I hope that the city can – it's just time for Cleveland to get it right. You've been having too many years of where everything's been going wrong. And with the way
right.
things are looking right now, it looks like y'all can turn everything around and be the hottest city for a minute, man. I thought Atlanta was hot back when they was, you know, really putting – y'all just might be the next Atlanta. Y'all pretty – that's just rather dark.
They trying to make a few changes. I'm riding down Superior right now. I see two dudes at the stoplight on their bikes with lights like they in traffic, so it ain't too hot.
You know, you get a ticket without them lights nowadays, boy. Them boys don't be playing.
Yeah, man. I'm disappointed with the Browns, man. Not as an organization, because I like the changes they make. I'm just talking about the players with the Gordon, man. He out as good as he was last season. And just this Manziel, I mean, he hasn't really done anything to prove that it should be a quarterback controversy.
Right.
Am I wrong?
Absolutely.
No, you're right.
If Blake Bortles
right,
not lining
Blake.
Up with the first team, how are you? How
right,
are you?
Right. I'll say this. This is what I'll say. I'm just thinking, more reps, then you might get comfortable, and you got to understand just guys like that are game players, and they should just let him play. I've been hearing in the streets, I mean, how can you really get a chemistry with one guy when you got two guys splitting reps? So that's why, you know, the chemistry won't be there, and it's slowing both guys down, really. You know what I mean? Let's go with one guy. If I'm the Cleveland Browns coach, okay, I pick Hoyer. Bam. Hoyer go out there, get his head cracked the first three games. Going
LB
to the battle.
He'll be trying to act like he's from Cleveland, but he go for the Green Bay Packers. See, I'll be on
the
floor. I tell you what.
He love the cheeseheads and the Yankees in the mix, man.
You already know. Now, let me ask you this. I'm going to say this about the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Olympic team. How did you like Derrick Rose the other night?
It's the young Derrick Rose. I mean, he's going to put up buckets. But when it comes to clutch time, you know, he's going to have him 2-3 turnovers. Only team I'm really looking at to put up a fight, man, in the playoffs with the Cleveland Cavs is the Washington Wizards, man, on the East Coast. They got two big men that can run. They got guys that can shoot the deep ball. Bill going to get better. They still got a reason. And they got whispers of Kevin Durant talking 216. I mean, the Washington Wizards, they showed me the most, man. They supposed to win that Indiana series. You give it to me, Indiana is done.
Hey, I'm glad you mentioned that, T-Money, because, you know, they got your boy over there, the Truth, and he is LeBron's kryptonite. When Paul
right.
Pierce is doing his thing,
man.
it's one thing that he looks forward to, and he loves playing against LeBron. He likes trying to crush LeBron. I'll give Paul Pierce.
It was all good just a week ago. Man, that was 5 years ago when Paul Pierce could check LeBron, man. Are you kidding me?
Man, hey, if he was on a better team, they would have.
Paul Pierce jumper. He could not.
If he was on a better team like he going to, he going to kill LeBron. You know LeBron don't like holding Paul Pierce, man.
It's over with. It not anymore. I have to disagree now.
He's a veteran now?
I mean, LeBron is to a point where you got guys like Paul George, who's kind of like an elite player also. Paul Pierce used to be. Don't get it twisted. I ain't saying that, but I'm just saying he can't attack LeBron where it's going to be a situation where it's going to wear LeBron out. You know what I'm saying? So
not
now in his
have
career.
He's not
now
playing for Brooklyn
LeBron,
no more.
Even if he's on the floor checking Deion Waiters, he can't stop him. He can't. I mean,
hey,
who can
stop Paul Pierce?
Sean Marion. Sean Marion is there for the defense.
Yeah, Sean Marion is there for defense.
Hell, you sound like you're a Cavaliers fan.
No, I'm a Knicks fan. I'm like what Carmelo said, man. We don't expect to win it this year, but we do expect to go to the playoffs. I expect to go to the playoffs. You know what I mean? I mean, come on, man. We got some guys, and
y'all just rid of J.R. Smith or Shepard, because y'all ain't getting rid of Hardaway Jr.
Y'all got two guards right now. We got to get rid of J.R. Smith, man. Who shot J.R.?
He shot it. That's Robert. He shot himself.
Man, he did.
Driving all the trucks to the city.
Yeah. Hey, before I let you go, man, before I let you go, question, we didn't talk about it, but the question of the night, man, question of the night. If you was a pro athlete right now, would you be in St. Louis if you had a chance, would you have flown to St. Louis and been with the protesters?
If I had money to flex my authority, yeah, man, because one thing for sure, they don't recognize when you got celebrity status. So that's why a lot of the young rappers and the singers going out there right now, because they got a crew and an entourage so big that they know they can't really touch them, man. And to be serious, man, that touched me. My little dude just got shot. The dude I'm in the halfway house with, he went on a 48-hour progressive pass. He's leaving out the store, man. He just got shot up and his father got killed. You know what I'm saying? This happened 2 days ago.
Wow.
And it's just,
wow.
I mean, and St. Louis got every right to protest and feel the way they do. But when they sit down and think about it, they always want to stand up, you know what I'm saying, when a cop is in the wrong, which he's definitely in the wrong, and they supposed to stand up. But all the black-on-black crime that's occurring, man, we're hurting each other more and more every day, man. It's so much jealousy and hate about the next man, man. The next man can't be doing nothing good in these small cities like Cleveland. You know, you go to Atlanta, you go to Florida, when you go outside of this, the small states, man, and the small cities, and you see young guys, black entrepreneurs, you know what I'm saying, they driving around in $80,000 cars, $100,000 cars, living in $300,000 houses, you know what I'm saying, no matter how they got there and then how they turned it over. But you ride around in Cleveland, man, you could be in a damn a 2001 Suburban with some rims on it and you're banging hard. You probably ain't got number 2000 to your name, man. You liable to get your head banged off, man. It's just a lot of nonsense, man. It's a lot of nonsense. And it's a lot of nonsense on the part of these political people, man, because they're not stepping in when it counts, man. I don't know how this type of stuff going as the Trayvon Martin can get killed. And dude can walk around, beat up his wife, beat up his wife, daddy, but the same lady in Florida can shoot her gun in the air and get 20 years when she's black, man. I mean, I don't understand it, man. When do the president flex his real authority? When do Obama step in and really flex his authority, man? Because now I'm feeling like you a puppet like everybody else, man.
Right. Damn, T-Money. Come on, man. That's what I'm talking about. That's why we on the streets, man, keeping this shit real as it get. You heard it.
We all know Obama got the job because We all know Obama got the job because it was so, because Bush threw it up, man. They just ain't care no more. They threw a black man in office, man. We're going to get Hillary next. Shit.
Right.
Juan Martinez Garcia.
If you would have stayed out the streets, you might have been up for the job.
Right. You already know.
Nah, they wouldn't have let L in there. You can't get in the White House when you got a track line full of, you know, with dives and 12 pieces that come like that. Man, they know what that fuck about to do with that house. They ain't gonna let L in there.
You know they
on the other side of the ball.
He'd have to give me a job. He'd have to give me a job.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Couldn't have put him up in there. Hey, right, good job.
Hell would have had him lined up, standing in front of the White House. I'm ready.
Man, buddy. But we appreciate you calling, man. Can't wait to hear with you on Friday, man. And don't forget, tell a friend.
Freestyle Friday,
tell a
man. If I got a call from the RS phone, man, it's gonna be all zeros when it comes through. That's me.
No doubt, we're gonna be waiting on you.
We gonna answer the line.
No,
all right,
man,
love you,
cousin. I'm about to get out there.
No doubt. We're so happy to have you back into the asylum, man. No doubt.
Every week.
No doubt.
Yeah, buddy, L Boogie. You know, hey, just he hit the nail with the hammer, man. Just right along what you were saying, L Boogie. You know, great point on how he put it so that everybody who don't understand where you coming from could understand, you know, where he was coming from. And it's the same views, you know what I mean? Just a different way of saying it. So, man, big
right.
up to you, L Boogie, for keep putting it out there in the streets on what's going on, man. And, you know, big up to T-Money for putting it the way he put it because, you know, for people that wasn't getting you, you could definitely feel that. So, you know,
right.
Get out there, L Boogie. I know you on Instagram. I know you tweeting and handling your biz. So, man, you know, that's what's going to keep it out there, man, and keep doing what you're doing. But
no
you
doubt.
Know,
and listen, hold on, Ro. Listen to this. Listen. You hear the sirens. It don't stop. It don't stop, man. And that's in your local city near you. We hear it in Phoenix. We hear it everywhere. It's a city, man, Seattle, Washington, D.C., Tacoma, man, Dallas, Texas, Fort Worth, man, Waco. Man, it's going down in the city near you. We gotta get control of this, man. We got to stop doing it to ourselves. Hopefully, like I said, the Mike Brown situation open our eyes, man. You know, stop the violence. Them books don't hit back. Those books don't hit back. Read some of them. Can you beat them up? Man, it's the streets. L Boogie, super producer, co-host T-Row. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. You in the streets, WWDO. Let's go.
Came back when I was sleeping in my mama crib. But even back when I was up there in my homie crib, paying $1,700 for the rent. Money well spent, no heater for this. May eat, may I vent, had a thing for you. Even wrote the song Dreams for you, cause I had dreams for your thoughts of a ring for your childish. You know childish, anonymous flower scent, you know cowards. Now this is not a hoe, took a power trip back home. I'm grown now, and the city's my throne now, huh? The same club that I used to get tossed out. Life got crisscrossed, totally crossed out, cause now I'm in the... And I'm totally bossed out. 06 crying cause they know that they lost out. But I'm still on you, I'm still on you. My drinks fell on me while I fell on you. I'm saying
iHeartRadio on demand.
You believe me if I said I'm in love. Baby, I want you to want me. Would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, I want you.
And we are
we are.
has gotta be the longest crush ever. If I ever get the f***ing be the longest bust ever. Love is a drug like the strongest stuff ever. And but I'm on one, you feel me? She on a power trip, she got me where she wantin' it. Wiping in the club, man, my homies gon' disownin' it. Like, give me $20, too bad how you get to college. I'm in your city and I'm wondering if you're home now. Went and found a man, but I'm hoping you alone now. Can't help but feeling like I dropped the ball, cliche. I used to pop up on you at the mall each day. Now typically I kick game like East Bay, but you gotta freeze frame, yelling please play. For Pete's sake, homie, pull it together. Just hook up one time and be through it forever. But
would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, what you want?
It's a straight.
Man, that was J. Cole right there. Oh, wait. Man, have you been impressed with the Little League World Series, bro? What do you think about the Little League World Series?
I'm always impressed with the Little League World Series, man. Little League World Series is where it's at, man. You know, that's the future. And we got girls in it now. And, man, it's good. I mean, what else can you say? You got these young guys who are really throwing the ball as pitchers. You got guys hitting home runs. I mean, it's just amazing to see, man. And every year, it almost looks as if the age group that's about a year younger comes in. It don't look like anything changed. It just look like, you know, we just getting better as the Americans. Hopefully we can beat the foreign teams this year, because we've been struggling to beat them guys last few years.
Right. I'm, you know, just being a coach, I'm impressed on how the coaches are handling the players when it comes to adversity, and, you know, how they communicate with the players. I mean, I know they know the camera's on, but you can tell when it's sincere and how these guys, you know what I mean, do their thing. So I'm very impressed with how they coaching, man. So, you know, what you think about the coaching so far, bro? You know, the mic's on them and everything. You know, how you think they're handling the pressure also with the kids?
It really ain't no pressure as a coach, L Boogie. You know, you got these kids out here far, far away from the crib, and so they're up under your guidance. And it's only a few parents that can go with you to chaperone and do things like that. But you as the coach, I always have to show that you're calm, cool, and collected. And as long as you do that, the right things are going to come out. And when you're in an opportunity such as the Little League World Series, I mean, you're just out there to really just let the kids have fun and do what they've done up until this particular point. No need to shout, no need to scream. You've already made it this far. You know, some teams, it takes some teams a long time to get to this point, you know, to get to Williamsport. So big up to all the teams who make it, and because it ain't easy, but it's like going to the world. It's like going to the Super Bowl or the World Series or the NBA Finals. You might get there one year. You might be cold. It might take you 12, 15 more years before you get back, you know, just to get an opportunity to have a two-game elimination game, you know. So the coaches are doing good, and they're getting better. And I like the way they've been handling themselves as well as the kids when things get kind of wacky, you know, because you can't put that much pressure on a 12-year-old, 13-year-old. Come on now.
Yeah, I was just, you know, we in the streets, and I was just watching, you know, Illinois and roll out of their plane, and for, you know, like I said, to go to the United States Finals to play in the World Series, and kid to hit a home run, and he did a little thing like he was eating. And after he rounded the bases, went to the dugout, he went over to the other bench and told the coach, you know, he apologized for, you know, what his coach thought was, you know, unsportsmanlike conduct, and he apologized. And that was great class right there, you know. And just the coach, and then the coach just saying, man, you know, it's okay. You know, you're showing excitement. You know, you hit a home run. You're supposed to be excited. So
what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, so I just thought it was very very classy by those guys and what they were doing.
Show me
man.
The Monday! I
man.
Like that girl. She got me really watching it, you know what I mean? And the Jackie Robinson
League.
I hope they can get it done.
No doubt. No doubt, man. What's the deal? We got anybody in the insider, man, want to jump out here in the street and holler at us, man?
Man, you know what it is, man. We got a caller that be calling in now, man, that's really, you know, we got it jumping off with our guy, and it's always good to see, to hear his point of view, except for when he started agreeing with you about them damn cheese heads. But you know what it is. He can't have cheese unless you have nachos. So, man, you know what it is, man. If I do nacho,
go.
Man, I'm like, hey, boogie, back in the streets, you know what I'm saying? And I know you got a kick out of watching your boys get it in, Nacho, over the weekend. AR looks spectacular. If there was any other quarterback out there this weekend that I would have to put over him would be right as a tie with Peyton Manning because, boy, they look so fresh and so clean on the field. Did they uniforms get dirty this weekend? I can't recall.
Yeah, it was very – Go ahead, Nacho. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm relaxing. Just got off of work and turned you guys on. Yeah, it was entertaining to watch. I didn't get to see too much because the schedule was my schedule was really hectic. But I got to see the starting defense of the Rams and the starting offense of the Rams and the Packers. So I did see the first little bit, and I was impressed with Aaron. He was sharp and. The offense is never really a question when he's healthy, so that's not really an issue. I was impressed by the defense. The defense played really well together. Everyone was on the same page, and nothing got real lost or it seemed to be okay. So if this game is any conclusion, and I'm not trying to, you know, base assumptions on one preseason game. I never do that. I'm always the one that says never get too happy and never get too sad about preseason. Things are never as bad or as good as they seem in the preseason, in my opinion. So I'm going to take it as it is. It was good to see my team clicking on all cylinders when the starters were on, and it looked real nice. So I got to see them play real well, and I was excited. You know, I'm always excited. So I'm ready, man. I think Packers are going to do what we can do, and we're going to show everyone September 4th what we're really made of.
Now, Nacho, L Boogie,
yeah.
Got to talk to y'all both, man, because I really got to have somebody else to give me an insight on this, man. Over the weekend, you know, the Houston Texans played the Atlanta Falcons. Your boy Jadeveon Clowney got his first sack and his first big hit, you know, of being in this league. Now the Atlanta Falcons talking about that the guard that the offensive line they had in, you know, was really nobody. He was just, you know, they just nonchalantly just had a line in there. Just, do you believe that Atlanta is trying to take away from what, you know, Jadeveon did, or do they have a point by saying that, you know, that tackle over there wasn't a first, second, or first or second teamer? What's your thoughts on that, man?
I think that it's a little disrespectful by the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, be honest. Regardless, you know, all the talk was he wasn't going to be able to go against tackles in the NFL and do what he's supposed to do, and he did it. And now they just want to discredit him and say it was a third string or whatever. it doesn't matter. The guy dresses just like any other NFL player. He puts on his pads. He went out there and he got beat. Now, I don't understand how this benefits the Atlanta Falcons. I don't get it. I don't understand why you have to discredit another man's accomplishment, how little or how meaningless in a preseason game it may be. That just doesn't make sense to me. I've watched a little of the Hard Knocks with the Atlanta Falcons, and they're just they seem very, very cocky this year. I don't know what it is. I don't know if because the cameras are on, but they seem like they're not the Atlanta Falcons of old, you know, who are supposed to be dominant and get romped over by the Packers like 48-12 or something, and you know, the next year get rolled over by another team. It's just, I don't know if they're going to be that same team. So there might be a little confidence changer in them. Well, they're trying to say that, yeah, you can't beat our first team. It may be more for their team than it is to degrade this single player. But I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't. Why do that? It doesn't appeal to me to do something like that. In all honesty, why you would try to degrade someone's accomplishment? And how, like I said, it's, even though it's a preseason game. To say he's the third stringer or put emphasis on it, that's just wrong. But, you know, they're all grown men. It's a grown man's business. So I'm pretty sure he'll take it in stride. And if they play each other in the regular season or if they play each other again, I'm sure Jadeveon Clowney will have Matt Ryan on that calendar. You know what I'm saying? He'll be sure to make sure Matt Ryan knows he beat his first stringers that day. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. You're right about that. Let me ask you this, Nacho. A lot going on with the situation down in St. Louis. Pretty sure you looked that up. Now, I'm not going to talk about that, but I want to ask you this. What do you think about Derrick Rose and his return Friday night? How did he look to you?
I did not see it. I like I said, I got a hectic schedule. I'm working.
Oh, my fault. I'm sorry. Oh yeah.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm working.
I know it's been cooler talk. I know people have been talking. And I know it's nation. But let me ask you this, then. I know they're talking about Johnny Money. Do you think in your heart of hearts, is Johnny Money going to be a player in the NFL?
You know, it's funny because I feel like I'm more of a Derrick Rose fan than a Johnny Money fan, but I sure as heck didn't take time out of my schedule to see Derrick Rose play, but I did to see Johnny Money get on the field. So we're going to leave it at that, but I think Johnny Money's going to be the man. I think I've said it before. I'm on the bandwagon. I'm leading the charge. Johnny Money's going to be a star in this league. Do I believe they have the team around him and the necessity to make that team a playoff team this year or maybe next year? Probably not, no. But they're not going to be mediocre. They are going to be mediocre for the next couple years, but it's not going to be a boring to watch mediocre, if you get what I'm saying. He's going to get them in a lot of situations where they can win, and I don't know if he'll be able to. We'll see how he is in those big game situations as well in these next couple years, but I just don't know if he'll be able to win as many as he will be able to get or lose, if that makes sense. I just think he's going to be a good player, and we're going to see a lot of great plays from him. But that team around him isn't going to be sufficient enough to score the big points he's going to need to win in that league, in that division. Because like it or not, all those teams are trying to throw that ball. They are trying to get lots of points. They're trying to get as many points as possible. I'm talking about the Bengals, the Ravens, and the Steelers. They're all trying to throw the ball. I know the Steelers are trying to get back to running it, but Ben wants to scramble and throw just as much as he wants to hand it off sometimes. So he's going to have to be able to deal with that six times a year. And And those are going to be big games for him, and I don't know if he's going to be able to deal with that quite just yet, having to put up that many points, because I don't know the receivers around him missing Josh Gordon. I think it was T-Money or whoever else said it, he's splitting time right now. He's not getting full reps. It's hurting him as much as it's hurting Hoyer and back and forth. If you're splitting reps, their timing's going to be off. The experience that you grow or gain with receivers and running backs, turning around and hand it off to a running back, there's a sweet science to that just as much as it is throwing to a receiver. And every time a running back gets a handoff from a quarterback, he knows where that ball's going to be. He puts his hands in the right place just as much as the center-to-quarterback exchange is. It all goes together. It all flows evenly. And when you're changing the quarterback, so they're playing with different hands, different placements, you're screwing everything up. And your team's not able to play. And your team's not getting right. And that's why the offense looks shaky at times. And both teams don't – both offenses run by both quarterbacks don't look like they're doing the right things, is because both quarterbacks aren't getting enough time in. So once they finally make the decision – on who the quarterback will be, we will see how Hoyer can do or how Manziel can do. I do firmly believe that it's all a front. The talk about Hoyer is all just wishy-washy frontness. Manziel will be the starter week one, regardless of what happens and how they play, barring an injury, barring a concussion-like injury or something like that. I don't want to see Hoyer getting a start. They'll probably use him as trade from week one. Just start Manziel, trade Hoyer, get something for him, get a pick or whatever you can get for him, and then go with Manziel and run with it. And you're going to get spectacular plays your first couple of years. You're not going to get playoffs, but you're going to get spectacular plays and a great quarterback. And then around year three, when him and Gordon are back together for a second year, because like I said, Gordon will miss this whole year. Once they've been together for a full year and they get some more talent around him and more chemistry, they'll be a playoff team with Johnny Manziel. And I believe Johnny Manziel will be a playoff quarterback and be a winning quarterback in this league. It's going to be fun to watch somebody so small dominate the league. It's going to be like Muggsy Bogues playing basketball almost. It's going to be like amazing to watch. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's the right comparison, but it's going to be pretty cool to watch somebody small just dominate this league and do what no one expects. Because I always expect the unexpected, and I think Manziel is going to do that. And he's going to just – the haters will have to do nothing but bow down to him, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Go, Johnny Money!
I know you smell the money.
But yeah, you hit some good points, man. I guess I just think the stars are lined up too. You can't stop greatness, so I'm in agreement with you on Johnny Money. I know he's definitely going to be solid, but he's going to make some plays that's going to make your jaw drop and make you want to sing. You know what I mean? And think about it, that you can do all those things like Michael Vick and don't win a championship or don't even get there. You know
bad.
What I mean? So it's very it's gonna be very crucial, you know what I mean? So
that's what it is, Nacho. You got anything you wanna highlight, Nacho, before we let you go, big bro?
You know, I'm just excited about these upcoming, you know, season. NBA, NFL, they're coming up quick. And they're coming up fast, and I'm excited. My Packers, they looking real solid, and my Phoenix Suns, they looking real good with or without Eric Bledsoe. It's a solid team in the West, and since, you know, it's preseason in both of them, and D-League or however want to put it in one in the preseason, all I can think about now is watching my Phoenix Suns play the finals at U.S. Airways Arena, which is only 20 minutes from my house. And then traveling in February, I think it's late January, actually, and late January, an hour away from my house and watching my beautiful green and gold Packers play in the Super Bowl and that's going to be awesome. And if my prediction is correctly, I think I'll be able to watch my Packers play twice in Arizona because I think the Cardinals will have a really good season and maybe beat out the Packers for the divisional 1-2-3-4 spot. And that's how I predict we will come to Arizona, beat the Arizona Cardinals in the NFC Championship game, and then we will beat whoever the AFC decides they want to give it to, probably Peyton and Tom Brady. It don't matter. I would love to see Tom Brady lose to Aaron Rodgers in the Super Bowl, and that would be amazing to me. But, yeah, it's going to be awesome. That's all I wanted to say. I love my Packers. I love my son. And for right now, it's what's going to happen. It's not a dream because right now, you know, it's all predictions, and that's what's going to happen.
I like how you're thinking, Nacho, but, hey, L Boogie, what my friend Lee Corso likes to say? Not so fast, my friend. God, hold up, Nacho. I like the way your horizon is all bright for you, you know. But, hey, man. I wouldn't say my team, but we saw my team, so I'm going to leave that alone. Good luck to you, Nacho, man. We appreciate you calling in. We'll holler at you on Friday, Nacho.
All right. Thank you for letting me call in. It's awesome. You know, fun fact, before I get out of here, one quick fun fact. 49ers have scored 3 points in 2 preseason games and allowed 57. I'm out of here. 49ers are done. Have a good day.
Yeah, just make that known. I like that, Nacho.
Nacho. Hands up, don't shoot.
Hands up, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot. Stop the violence everywhere. All types of violence. It doesn't matter. Stop it all. It needs to quit. No matter where it is, how it's being done, violence needs to stop everywhere. Every street, it doesn't matter, blue collar, white collar, all the violence needs to stop. And that's all I got to say on that.
No doubt. We appreciate you, man, calling in. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Already did it. That's what we do.
WWDO. Man, now that you know he be coming, what's the point, don't he, Ro, man?
Always, L Boogie. You know, that's why I dig Nacho. Nacho be calling in with them points. But, boy, he talk about the Packers coming to Arizona twice. Ooh-wee. I don't know, man. I don't know about that one, you know. It's good that there are other people. You know what I'm saying? Them sons, I don't know. They got them twins. We'll see what they're going to rise up and do. You know what I mean? Hey, anything can happen. Anything can happen, you know. But, L Boogie, what's up with the, let me ask you, man, what's up with your boy Jadeveon? Was that, you know, are they taking away from what Jadeveon did, knowing that he got his first sack, his first big hit in the league, and now Atlanta's talking about they were just nonchalantly sticking the offensive lineman in there? What's your thoughts on that before we go to a quick break?
Well, we know Atlanta is soft and, you know, medicated cotton. Let's be honest, if it was the first teamer, the offensive line has been soft for 3 years straight. They've been trying to eradicate the problem, and they haven't. The offensive tackle that they gave $41 million to, he got hurt. So they're trying to downplay it because of that. But other than that, man, we know Atlanta's soft. They can put their first, they can put their fifth stringer in, and he can start for them because all of them soft up front. Let's keep it real. You know what I mean? I can't get with him, man. You know, you boys is actually very disrespectful on the strength that Jadeveon Clowney is an NFL player, man. And he's going to show those guys in the world what he can do. You know.
He's going to lay them on their back, dog.
And guess what they just did though? You just discredited the guy that was out on the field because he's an NFL ball player. So he's nothing because he's a third stringer.
Right. I'm trying to figure that out.
Man, he might have to start one game. You got him on out there playing for a reason. So everybody that's
right.
in the uniform, they in the NFL, man. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's how that's going to work.
Hey, man, I just got a kite. You know, being out here in Arizona, man. The defensive tackle for the Arizona Cardinals, Darnell Dockett. Calling ACL out for the season. Dang.
Man, that's going to hurt their morale.
There goes the neighborhood.
There goes the neighborhood. Oh, the sniper, he out early. That's the first big superstar to be out for the season. We got to make sure we mark that down. You know, that might set our prediction on them winning the conference. But, you know, we'll see the next couple of weeks before the first game. We'll have our prediction to come back to them, you know what I'm saying, into the season. So, man, it's the streets, man. T-Bro, L Boogie. Oh, man. Monday. It's been a great day so far, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. When we come back, man, we're going to get back in that asylum, man. It's hot tonight. Oh, man. Don't shoot, hands up. Hands up, don't shoot. What we going to do, man? If you don't know, now we know. Let's go. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap. I smoke stuff with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me. Now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos and Queens in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging. Celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimped the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Hell, put it down. You know how
man,
we do
it. Tight. No doubt, no doubt.
What
just,
we do,
just,
man.
Yo.
Just, I love you.
Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, man. Me and my dude, L Boogie, we're giving it to y'all this evening. On this Monday, August 18th, man. Much love. Hey, L Boogie, you know we got Bass in the studio this evening. You know what I mean? Been down there running wild in that Motor City, you know what I mean? Hey, back, man. Today my dude's birthday, man. Happy birthday to Bass, man, for all of that. You know what I'm saying? Big Dog made it back to the, you know what I'm saying, back to the mountains. Oh, safe, you know.
Oh, my. Happy birthday to Big Brother Bass, man. Oh, that's cold, man. Oh, man, in the insider, man. I love you, boys, man. I know what it is, man. I'm there in spirit, man. Enjoy your B-Day. You know what I'm saying? So, and I know he know how it do when it comes to these little towns and situations with the Mike Brown. It goes on every day. So, I know he, you know what I'm saying, got his hands up, don't shoot. T-shirt on. I already know how Brother Bass get down. So, you know, we appreciate the support. And I know right now he's shaking his head. Yup, already know. So, man. And like I said, I just posed the question to all the callers when you call in. What would you do if you was a, you know what I'm saying, athlete? Why is it taking us so long, you know, to want to run down there to St. Louis and protest and things like that. But honestly, why they know what's going on in their local city where they play their sport at. You watch the news, you know, you hear things, the streets be talking, and when you hear things such as a young man and a young lady under the age of 25 being shot in a car 137 times. And you have situations like Mike Brown. You have situations like down in Louisiana. You have situations in, they just had a situation in California. It goes down. And yes, I understand the the black on black crime or whatnot, but I hope it wakes us up, because if we doing it to ourselves and then we got the so-called enemy doing it to us too, that means that there is no more us devil time. And I keep saying this, and people, you know, they smirk at me. Man, if we're not careful, the black man is going to become extinct. And you got to feel me when I say that. And it's other things that go into it. It's a sports talk show, so, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to give people enlightenment when it comes to the streets and other things that we talk about and do. But you have to take control of what you're doing, and money is power. And the people with the money that's supposed to be in the light and who pays you, you got to pay homage to him, man. You got to pay homage to him. You know, so I'm just kind of, like, disappointed because now everybody's trying to go, like, now. Why you didn't do it, you know, when it first happened, man? You had to get the okay, you know, from your sponsorship or from your GM or your whoever you up under contract. That's what's wrong with us, man. It's just about the money. But I keep trying to tell these people and these rappers and these entertainers and people who we know in the streets, it's bigger than you. It's bigger than you. You can walk around with tattoos everywhere in your pad and your pants sagging and smoking kush and make millions. See the procession, who they idolize? And it's only about 20 of them that's making money. And we can't even understand that that's not going to get you what you really need as far as surviving. Man, we got to wake up, man. Let me get off of this, man. So, yeah, man, let's get back into the asylum if we can. Is anybody else in that asylum room? I know it's hot tonight. It's Monday. It's a lot going on, man. Hands up, don't shoot.
Nah, man, we lost Big Brother Dame, so hopefully he'll call back in. We can try to get him back on before the show ends. But, you know, great points once again, man. You know, keep hammering it down on a situation out there and
You know, people need to listen to see what's up. Pay attention. It's going down.
Yeah, it's deep. Oh, like I said, it's Mike Brown's going on all over the country. I just hope that the situation that has been used as a platform to get us where we need to, you know what I'm saying, be in. We're going to need to, you know, power for a year. We need to continue to fight for these cameras on the police officers, man. And like T Money said, Obama, you got a switch that you can pull to ignite bombs. Tell them to airstrike. But you can't even be in your own, you know what I'm saying, in your backyard and say, hey, man, we got to have a camera on every cop out there in the streets. I don't understand that. I don't understand it.
L Boogie. We got Dane back on the line, so let's shoot to the silent real quick, because after Dane, we got to put Bass in. We got, you know, we got a little less, a little time. So let's go out to Big Brother Dane real quick. Hey, Big Brother Dane, thank you for calling back in, man. You know, you on with the streets live. It's your boy L Boogie and T-Roll. What's on your mind this evening, big brother?
Hey, man, you know, I'm listening to you brothers, and like I said the other day, man, I love what y'all be touching on. And, you know, you talk about the Mike Brown situation, and like me and L was saying before he went on air, you know, we got to clean up our own backyard first. You know, a lot of this stuff that's going on, we doing it to ourselves, you know. And we, you know what I'm saying, as a community, we got to start seeing some more value in ourselves. Because if we don't value ourselves, how can we expect the next man to value us? You know, we out here shooting each other down like animals. They're going to do the same thing. And, you know, he's speaking on Obama. You know, I question some things about Obama for the simple fact, look at his hometown of Chicago. That's a war zone. And I haven't seen Obama step up and say nothing about his own backyard. And Chicago is a war zone.
Man, Chicago is a war zone. I thought Cleveland,
you know,
Ohio was...
You averaging 20-something shootings in one day. I mean, come on, man. He need to step up and do something. Do more than what he's doing.
Great points, absolutely. What you think of Johnny Money's performance so far, Dane? What you think about that quarterback situation in Cleveland?
I think, man, you know, like I said the other day, I think once given a chance, Johnny Money going to do his thing, man. You know, a lot of things he did in college, he going to realize he can't do in the NFL. But once he get the playbook down and leave some of them off-field antics alone, you know what I'm saying, he's going to be a solid quarterback, and I think the Cleveland fans going to be happy with him. I see the playoffs in the near future. Not this year. Maybe not even next year, but about his third season, as long as the Browns stick with him. I can see him leading them to the playoffs, you know what I'm saying? Get Josh Gordon back on track. Get him off that loud pack. He going to be all right.
You know he can't stay off that loud, Dane. He got that gorilla perp down around.
Hey, he got to do something then, you know what I'm saying? If a brother on the street can beat a piss test, I know a brother in the NFL can beat one too, man. And, you know, they already said that's one of the easiest tests to pass in the NFL. So how you still flunking drug testing, that's one of the easiest tests to pass. And you a millionaire, so I know you can do something about that.
Yeah, you're right. Like L Boogie was saying, he got a clean house. He got to get a fresh new circle of friends.
Yeah, fresh new. Hey, he got to cut his circle down to damn near nobody. But him and his agent and get that money. Because the only thing he's doing is cutting off his own money. He's cutting off his nose despite his face.
Right. Dan, let me ask you this. Why are they playing Josh Gordon right now, man? Tell me why they playing him.
Is it why they playing him?
Yeah, why they playing Josh? They know what it is, man. I mean,
let me
picking up somebody
Is the NFL hand down his suspension yet?
No, they're coming down with the ruling soon, real soon. But I mean, he gonna get suspended some games. I mean, why?
If it's taking him this long, if it's taking them that long to come up with a decision, I don't think they're gonna sit him down for the year. But you know, right now, they need to get some of the other receivers in there and let them get some chemistry with them quarterbacks and get to learn the offensive schemes and the system.
Absolutely.
L Boogie, don't be hating. You know Josh Gordon is going to be suspended at the beginning of the season, man. You know he got to get all his time in preseason. So I'm hoping that they let him continue to play preseason, dog. Let him get paid some kind of way. Because 16 weeks worth of no check is harsh.
That's hard right there, boy.
Let me ask you this. When you get suspended, you can't even be in the facility, am I correct? Once you get suspended.
Not at all. You can't even be around the team.
Right, you can't even be around the team. So, wow. Yeah,
Sean Payton couldn't even text his boys.
Yeah, it's going
to
be very
hard. Going to need to really do a he got to do some soul searching, man, decide what he want to do. If he want to, you know, smoke his career up, or if he want to get this money and smoke later.
Let me ask you this, Dame. Are you happy with the signing of Sean Marion with the Cavaliers?
Oh yeah, all the moves the Cavs have made this offseason, I've been happy with every move they've made. I've been happy with. I would have tried to see what Wiggins could do, but at the same time, if they was able to pull a trade off for Kevin Love, then you know, hey, business is business, and it's business before anything when it comes to $1 million. I think he's going to be all right in Minnesota. They put a nice little I think he's going to be all right, you know, him, Rubio. I think he got a chance to do a little something, but I think he would have been better served to learn up under LeBron.
I think the trade is going to help both guys.
Yeah, it's going to help both guys. You know, it is. As long as K-Love can come in and put up the same numbers he's been putting up, because the Cavs don't really have a down low present, because Ray Jaw stayed injured, Tristan Thompson too inconsistent. You know, so got to get them a down low present that they need. And I honestly, I see this year, I can see them going to the NBA, at least to the conference final.
Yeah, you're right. Like T-Money said, I think that Washington and Toronto, there's going to be some teams up there that's going to compete. But with the signing of Sean Marion, man, I mean, you got a bench. You got a lot of guys. I mean, that's going
to
be tough.
What Ray Allen going to do?
Well, we don't know yet. For right now, he's still retired. But you know, if it's anything, Ray playing for Ray. You know, he go. You know, like playing with LeBron. So.
And like I said earlier, man, my boy D Rose is back.
Yeah, D Rose.
Nobody say D Rose is back.
I hope. It'd be good for the league also. I mean, that's why I'm glad that he's playing. It'd be great for the league for him to get it going.
Hey, he's back, man. As long as he can stay stay healthy, he's back. Baseline to baseline, I don't see no point guard being able to stick with him. Me personally. I don't see no point guard being able to hang with him baseline to baseline.
Right.
They're definitely not gonna be able to stay in front of him.
Yeah, we gonna see, because I really want to see what he does against guys like Kyrie Irving, Jonathan Wall, Rondo. You know what I mean, guys that can push the pill right back at you. So it's gonna be real interesting.
Yeah, it is, because Jonathan Wall, he's starting to come into his own, and I think Washington going to be real nice in that East this year. Because my man Bradley Beal can shoot the lights out. Yeah. I didn't think Bradley Beal was as good as he is in the league, but he's showing me, hey, he can. That boy can ball. He can go. He can definitely go. He's doing a lot better than I thought he would. So that Eastern Conference is going to be real competitive.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be better than it's been. It's starting to get parity down there.
It's going to be a lot more competitive than it was last year. A whole lot more.
Yeah, we gonna see. You know, it's competitive, and they only win about 35 games to get to the playoffs in the East. Oh, Cleveland is just the lead. You know what it is, man. I ain't trying to disrespect, but you know it's competitive. It's just that they don't be having winning records or whatever.
And my man said he can't wait to Green Bay get to the Super Bowl. I don't know about that now.
Yeah, I told you, man, that's that crystal ball and what they be drinking. Him and Eminem Boogie got some in their cup. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what it is. We don't call
it
a
go pack, go. Super Bowl, man, for real.
Look, go pack, go. Nobody want to hear that, man. Come on, man.
Because I think if Seattle can stay healthy, I think Seattle going to be back because their defense is off the chain.
Yeah, they look pretty good the other day. But they just might be doing it. Well, Dan, anything else you want to throw out there in the streets, man, before we get to the next call tonight?
Hey, like my man keeps saying, don't shoot. Hands up. Hands up. Don't shoot.
Hands up. Don't shoot. I'm telling
you. Let's clean up our backyard, man. Get this going right, man.
I bet you Mark Jackson used that one this year.
He flicked the way he'd be used.
We had the hands down.
We appreciate you checking in. And, you know, we'll definitely look forward to your call on Friday, you know.
Hey, I'll be back on Friday, brother.
Hell, Boogie, hit it.
Tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
You got to do it, Dave. I'm telling you, it's effective, boy. That boy.
Hey, y'all, brother, stay up, man.
No doubt. We appreciate you, Dave.
L Boogie, we got about 20 minutes left, man, and we got to bring the birthday kid in, man. He want to jump on the line. You know, we're going to ask him a couple of quick questions and get it in real quick. So, you know what, it's a long time caller, man. We ain't heard from him in a minute. It's our birthday, dude, Big Brother Bass. Yo, Big Brother Bass,
hey,
how you doing, sir? You on the street.
What up,
though? Help you roll.
My man. What up, though?
What up, though? Brother Bass, man. Brother from another mother. How you doing, sir? Happy blessed birthday to you, man, and many more, no doubt.
Right on, man. That's what I'm talking about. Love, man. Man, love.
Now,
no doubt.
I got a question
no
from
doubt.
A dude because, you know, Big Brother Bass, he, you know, me and him be on that basketball, man. We be talking that. He really tells you about that basketball stuff, man. So, hey, Big Brother Bass, first question from your boy T-Roll, man. How do you think Paul George is going to recover after breaking that leg in the little USA basketball practice a couple of weeks ago? Well, what do you think? How you think you're gonna come back from that, man?
You know, realistically, man. Hopefully, we'll say this. Hopefully, the brother recover mentally, like he up for the challenge. Physically, I don't know, man. You know, it's up to him how much he want to come back. You know what I mean? So, it, physically and mentally, it's on him. Whatever he's going to do, he's going to do it. You know what I mean? Hopefully he'll be a professional about it and bring his game even up, even higher, you know. And because I really ain't been following, man. You know, I've been in Michigan, man. So, really, I've been following that kid, D. Rose. Yeah, that's that. I think that's going to be something to watch. You know, coming back from this second injury. I think it's going to be something to watch, man, because I've only seen him a little bit in a little exhibition. And, man, I think he is ready. I think he's going to come back strong, you know, off 2 years now in a row.
So I guess work on your win, and let's see D Rose this year get to that championship or deep in the East. You know, the East is going to be tough. And on that note, the East is going to be tough, man. You know, people banking on Cleveland or whatever, but yeah, we're going to see.
Do you think with the additions of Kevin Love and Sean Marion and possibly Ray Allen going over to Cleveland, can LeBron get this team to where he can really do what he did in Miami?
Oh, definitely. Because if they're not going to play no defense and they let him do what he do, you know, yeah, he can do whatever he wants. You know, he is the face of the East right now. You know what I mean? There's really no face on the West. They try to make it your man Chris Paul or Blake Griffin, but then they'll say Kevin Durant, and then, you know, they flip-flop over there in the West. But out East, it's all LeBron. And if he get Ray, yeah, they'll be going to the championship. Because Ray not missing. You know, he's proven that. But, yeah, if they're not going to play defense, once again, if they're not going to play defense and let him do what he do, because San Antonio show you got to play some defense on him. Go for the ball, because really Buddy can't dribble that well. That's the only flaw of his game. Everything else, that man is the coldest on the planet, as they say, you know, on the planet. But listen, that's the only flaw of his game is his ball handling. You know what I'm saying? Because all he do is this. He back up about two or three steps, and then he come right at you. And if you don't play defense, he just go right by you. And nobody's trying to take that career-ending injury. Nobody's trying to take that charge. Because that's a career-ending injury, you know what I mean? 280, 260, with his head down in your chest. Yeah, he can knock you back 10, 15 feet and cause your career to end. So, you know, I get it, you know.
That's a business decision.
Yeah, that's a business decision, you know what I mean? And San Antonio was willing to do that this year. They didn't do it last year. He kind of did what he wanted to last year. Hey, man, they let Wade get away with one last year. Last year, San Antonio won a championship, believe that. The trophy is in Miami. But San Antonio won that championship last year. The trophy is in Miami. I give them credit. But they won't ever win another one. It's over for Wade. I'm going to put that out there right now. Yeah. That's my man. He won 100 on the court, but he ain't winning nothing else. They can forget that. Yeah, it's over for him.
Yeah.
They the new Detroit.
Right. Oh. They're going to have to rebuild again, I think.
Yeah, they're going to have to rebuild. And they're never going to get anybody to go down there. Because it's all Hispanic in Miami. Follow me now.
Right.
When you in Miami,
right,
you better know some Espanol. You hear me?
And
I believe that's why Bron was ready to move around, because everybody down there is from another country. They're not really American-born. So they only see him as a rich man. They don't know what struggle it was for him and his moms. You follow me? And for everybody's mom that's single with a son, you know what I mean? So not just them, but for every black mom that's single with a son, that's deep, you know what I mean? So they only see the money. And LeBron was sick of that shit. He was sick of them motherfuckers following him for his money, not for the love, because he got love in that. You know what I mean?
Right.
He was ready to move around.
Right.
Especially after he saw what San Antonio had ran on him, and he saw the coach couldn't recover. Buddy was lost. After game three, Buddy was like, let me see if I can go back to the tape. Oh, the tape is over. You should have had the tape already in your head. Spoelstra, see, they built Spoelstra up to be some big phenom or something. Man, he was getting the signal from Pat. You got Pat in the front office. Pat is the one showing you. It's up to you to show the team how to run that play. But he clearly can't do that, or they gave up. I don't know which one it was, but San Antonio won last year's championship. Miami got it. Real
time. Wow. That's cool. You're right about that.
Game six.
Brother Bass.
Let's go back. If we need to, we can go back. You know what I'm saying? Game six. People walking out the stands, game six. And then Ray crushed
him. I remember that.
Yeah, Ray crushed him in the corner. And then your boy Bosh blocked my man sit in the corner.
Right. Yeah.
Game over.
Yeah,
game
seven,
it was too much. It was too much game seven. In their house, too, San Antonio couldn't recover after that. All they win was out in game six. They had won it.
until my man made that business decision to take Tim Duncan. That's only my opinion. Only my opinion. But, yeah, one love to you, man. I'm out here, man, in front of Trent Crib right now, man. I'm going to get off this horn and let y'all end the show, man. I'm going to be back on Friday, man.
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
Brother.
No doubt. One love, hell. I'm out here. I'm about to steal your truck right now. I need it.
Please do.
Already. One love.
No doubt.
Yes,
no doubt, brother. Guys. Love you, man. Enjoy your birthday. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Man,
hey,
that's cool. Yes,
let
sir.
Me ask you something. It's Monday Night Football. We got the Cleveland Browns versus the Washington Redskins. Isn't it a lot of hype about the nickname of the Redskins, man? What's going on,
yes,
man?
Yeah.
Why anybody want to petition that on that level? Let me ask you this, El Boo. If they so up in arms about changing the Washington nickname or the logo or whatever, does this mean they got to go and do every team that has something to do with this Indian tribal, you know, such as the Braves and the Seminoles? Do they have to go and change all of those logos as well?
That's a good question, bro. I think it's just a team-by-team situation. because I just think about, like, the Kansas City Chiefs, you said Atlanta Braves, it's just the Cleveland Indians. So you're right. Are they going to have to trade, change everything? But it's the same. Redskins is, I guess, very discriminative. And, it's not a good word. It sounds like, a professional word for the N-word back then. You know what I mean?
What about the Cleveland Indians? What about the Atlanta Braves? I mean, come on, man. Look at the logo itself, man. It ain't too far from how the Redskins logo looks and all of that, man.
Right, that's what I said, bro. Ugly, man. Ugly. Yeah, Dan Snyder, he's having a special on ESPN about the name and everything, and he's not looking at it like that. He's looking at it like, hey, man, I'm just looking at it as a mascot. I mean, it's for football, but he doesn't understand the ramifications that what he needs to do with history. Not saying keep having the name, but understand that where the name came from. And understand that it's not right. It's not a good word, but, you love to keep the logo and not change it. But
right.
For you to act ignorant of the fact that it's not good, that's what makes you look bad.
Makes you look bad. You know it, El Boogie. They gonna explode on it, man. It's getting crazy. Let's take this quick commercial break, man, and we'll come back and hit that before we get up out of this joint. You know what it is. It's your boy, El Boogie, T-Ro. The streets, what we do, El Boogie? You just get down with the get down.
You already know, man. Let's go.
Big booty, wrist moving, cooking, getting to it. I'm in the kitchen, cams everywhere. Just made a juice, I got bands everywhere. You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath. Referee with a whistle, hold his tag. Extendo clip, extendo roll. Where your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. Have weed killers going on the chapathon. See, I done had more bombs than Pakistan. See, nigga, I'm ballin', you in real car. When I die, bury me inside the jury style. When I die, bury me inside the truest style. True to my religion, to everything, I'm too different. So when I die, bury me next to two bitches. They ask me what I do and who I do it for. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me inside the country.
do it, huh? It's my birthday, I deserve to be greedy, huh? She holding out, she ain't giving to the knee, huh? You go downstairs and fall asleep with the TV on. Y'all been together 10 years, you deserve a menage. Especially if you put that BMW in a garage. Especially if you paid a couple payments on her mama crib. Went to her niece's graduation, man, I hate those kids. Last birthday, she got you a new sweater. Put it on, give her a kiss and tell her do better. She said, how about I get you jewelry from the West End? How about she hit the West End and get a best friend? I'm joking, I'm just serious. I asked her, don't be acting like no actress. If we preaching, then we practice. Don't be reaching, don't be touching shit. We in Kanye West Benz, cause I will turn you back to a pedestrian.
They ask me what I do and who I do it with, wow. Yeah. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Wow.
Yeah. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside the low style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. It's your birthday. It's your birthday, bad bitch contest, you in first place, you in first place, you in first place, bad bitch contest, you in first place, I show up with a check to your workplace,
then hand the valet the keys to the Mercedes,
tell the DJ play your song, this shit come out,
when I'm seeing from the back, I came front of them,
they ask me what I do.
Birthday.
Oh man, it's going down. Manny Yak Monday. You already know, man. You know what money, you know what money stands for. Money, Manny Yak, Minutes, it's society. In a good way.
Yeah, in a good way. Hey, Boogie, did you see my Cowboys against the Baltimore Ravens, man?
Yeah, man.
What's wrong with my team, man? Can you tell me, please?
The Alice Cowboys, man. No D.
Hey, man. I do have to ask you so old.
You asked me, and I asked.
You Stephen A. me.
Right. You asked me, so I asked it. So, I mean, I'm
what's
sorry.
What's wrong with the team, man? I mean, Romo didn't look bad. Yeah, it was a turnover on a fumble. I understand that. But Romo the Dez looked pretty good.
Romo looked pretty good. It's not Romo. You need some type of defense. I mean, just stand in the way. Your defense is not that good, bro. I mean, wow, you can't be 31st every time. It's only 32 teams, right?
Yeah, man. I don't know who's going to be worse than us. The way we look, I mean, it's a guy that just beat his wife, and you don't want to hit him. Football is like being in jail. When you get some news, you want to hurt that dude. You know what I mean? And you just let the dude get it. I mean, okay, I take that back. We did hurt his shoulder. But, the results came back negative. We needed some positive. We needed the sniper to come out. But I'm just saying, 28 yards and two carries? What type of average is that?
Exactly. Man, I don't know, man. But Ray can sit out now. Plus, he's going to sit out the first game. He hurt his shoulder, so he should be good.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen, L Boogie. We got to get it together, L Boogie. If we don't get it together soon, it's going to be a sad situation, man. Sad situation.
Man, sad situation. So, man, it's Y'all better get it together. Y'all gonna be 8-8 again.
I mean, yeah. Hopefully. I don't know. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because Philly don't look too, they don't look too hot either.
Yeah. Yeah, or Washington.
Right. So, you know, I'm hoping that 8-8 can get us in this year, you know, if it could, if it all means it all means something, you know. But we're gonna definitely see. Uh-oh. Oh, Boogie, we got a caller just called in. I ain't going to check it out. I'm going to check it out, see who it is. We're going in live. Hey, yo, caller, thanks for calling the show, man. You all with the streets, man, with your boy L Boogie and T-Ro. Who this on the line?
Hey, Mr. Hayes, man.
Hey, what's up, doctor? Dr. Hayes,
hey,
in
up?
The house. What's happening, baby?
What's going on, man?
Oh,
what's
man,
up,
Jay?
How you
that's
doing,
my dude, right
Hayes?
That's a point guard from Grand Canyon back in the day. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Chester Hayes on the line, L Boogie.
What the deal, Chet? No doubt.
Hey, what's going on, Al?
Oh, man. Just chilling, man. We got a couple minutes, man. Give us your take of what you think of what's going on in the sports world and in the world in general, man. Hands up, don't shoot, man. Holler at us right quick, Chet.
Oh, man, that's the stuff that's going on in Missouri is just unreal. I mean, I'm waiting for all the facts to come out, but we kind of already know, you know, what went down, especially when the autopsy came out that the boy was shot 6 times, man. Come on.
Man,
right.
Hands up. Don't shoot.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Chad. Who's your favorite football team?
Man, you came in the room. Oh, you know, man, I don't necessarily have a football team that I like. I enjoy watching the 49ers play, man.
They got that new stadium. They gonna do something big. They got the Seattle Seahawks. Can they do it this year? They go to the NFC Championship every year, Chet.
I know, and they come up short every time, man. It's always something. They're always an injury or two away every single year, man. I just don't know if they make it this year either, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Hey, can Kaepernick get him over the hump this year?
Oh, you know, Cap's got skills, and he's got to back up that contract that he got too, man. You know, he can't be running out of bounds all the time trying to save up for the, you know, for the playoffs. He's gonna have to put the numbers up.
Hey, who starts week one, Johnny Money or your boy Brian Hoyer?
Come on, man. You know you got to put Manzi out there. You have to. Ain't nobody going to no Browns games otherwise, man.
Hey, hold on, shit. I got to say, though. Hey, it could be me. If you start that quarterback, the game's going to sell out, boy.
You got LeBron back. Now you got Manziel there. You know, Cleveland may have something going on there, man.
Man, they hope so, but I tell you this, man, we might get the worst city streets in America, so with them coming back, hopefully they can pave some of these boys.
I know, I hope LeBron bought him a couple new trucks, man, because that snow going to mess him up, man. You can't be driving a Ferrari around in no snow, man. It don't work.
Right about that. That's what it is. Yo, big brother Chet, man, I'm glad you called in, man. You know, we down to the last 30 seconds, man. We appreciate the love, man. I'm going to holler at you after the show, so stay close to the phone. You know what I mean?
Ain't no problem, man. You guys are doing a good thing, man.
That's what's
up.
That's my dude. That was my roommate, brother. Y'all don't even know. That's my dude right there. Yeah, buddy. Yo, L Boogie, shouts out to you, baby. I see you. You going to make it down this week, boy.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. Your boy will be in tomorrow, man, tomorrow morning. You know, he done called me 4 times already, this mother. WWDO Radio, man. You know, it's time for us to get up out of here. We got to start rolling. Yo, Chad.
No doubt.
Bass, happy birthday, man, once again. Bluesy Doozy that pulled up in the six deuces, man. You know what time it is, L Boogie. Everybody checking us out on the web. You know how we get it in, get it down. WWDO, Sports Officials, man. Nacho with the cheese. L Boogie, you know what it is, bro.
Let's go. See you on Friday, baby. Let's get that money.
Freestyle Friday, that is. Come on, Cleveland, you got 2 minutes to get it done.
Well, God forgive me for all the dirty niggas did. You be kids, one life to live. It's so hard to be positive when niggas shooting at your crib. Mama, I'm still thugging. The world is a war zone. My homies are inmates, and most of them dead grown. Full grown, following your man. So scheming on ways to put the greatest on the palms of my empty hand. Just picture me rolling, crossing the beans on rings that is stolen. My dreams are tinted, my hopes are torn. I'm like a fiend, finally feeding on the dope is gone. My nerves are wrecked, heart beating in my head is swollen. Thinking of the G's I'll be holding. Picture me rolling. Easy now. Move to the side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it? Picture me rolling. Yeah, nigga. Hey, but peep how my niggas like doing. Get some back.
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swinging. Make me wanna start bang banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packing 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sitting on remand, running back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big body sitting no chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing the zone. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's in my pocket's bulging. It's hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.
Fuck up in, formulate a caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bad to see, so I need to hit a lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the block, they got a chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't see two niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mat. Tell me, count the proper kick, yo, you got the wrong spot. Niggas on the clock, I get the liquor, and you can get the female. It's crooked shit that we inflict and get the street.
Smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets on stolen balls, hog in this pocket. Nigga, picture us rolling.
Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know, some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I want to make sure they can see. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facility. All you do